T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You hear Paul Douglas in the afternoons right here with Jordana on WCCO, and he's nice enough to join us early this morning as we are in the middle of this winter storm warning. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing? Good morning, sir.
Well, snow lovers are loving it, but what's going to happen here today? How long will this go? How much will we end up with? I had a report out of Lakeville, Paul, 2.8 so far.
Yeah, that sounds about right. A lot of spots, especially south and west of the metro, already have 3. Mankato has 6 inches. That's thin. 3 inches in Zumbrota. Looking at 3.3 right now in Victoria and Chaska. Again, Mankato has over 5 and over 7 at Redwood Falls. The heaviest snow bands coming through now. It's heavy snow at the airport. Visibility a quarter mile. It's snowing at the rate of an inch an hour, and that's going to continue for at least the next 3 hours. So I think between now and 11 is the heaviest snow, and then it gradually winds down this afternoon. When it's all said and done, I think we will wind up with 6 or 7. A few spots will have 8 in the metro. All we need is 4 inches to break the all-time February snowfall record of 26.5 set back in 1962. We should have that by lunchtime today. And there's a good chance that we'll get a couple of inches over the weekend to get us up to 30. Hmm. Most of the snow this weekend, David, looks like the latest models take it east. More of a heavy snow for Madison and Oshkosh, maybe southeastern Minnesota. But if we get 30 inches of snow in 1 month, which is very possible at the rate we're going, that hasn't happened in 9 years. You have to go back to December of 2010. It's happened only 10 times since 1885, according to the National Weather Service. 3 of those were in December, 3 in January, 3 of those months were in March. Never have we had a 30-incher in February, at least going back to 1885. So the other thing that my spidey senses are acting up a little bit, and I'm just paranoid for a living, I guess, but the question has come up about spring river flooding.
Oh, yeah.
And I would, first of all, that's above my pay grade. The river hydrologists at the National Weather Service in Chanhassen, they got a staff, and they're focused on that very question. But suffice to say, if we have a rapid thaw coupled with heavy rain, we could have some serious issues here later in March and especially in April. Way too early to speculate, but with all the snow, if you've had a problem in the past with river flooding, I would certainly encourage you to stay tuned, stay alert, stay up to date on CCO, because I worry about how quickly, with all the rapid weather changes these days, how quickly we might fall out and what that means for spring flooding.
Yeah, you know, and I'm just looking at the nation's forecast, Paul. I see New York City, Philadelphia, Boston all have winter weather advisories. So does Detroit and Chicago. Yeah. And then meanwhile, down in North Carolina, Charlotte, if they hit 40 today, that'll be lucky for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 200 million Americans under some sort of winter weather warning or advisory or watch. So if you don't like this thing, suffice to say, misery loves company. But I'm sort of a mind, hey, if it's going to snow a lot, let's go for records. Let's go for boasting rights.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's interesting to me, too, and I have to look this up. I should talk to our friend Tom Proshek, the golf course superintendent out of Brackets. But with the guys that have to handle golf courses, last year we didn't have much snow. We got a thaw and a freeze, and that didn't help anybody. I would think for golf courses and ball fields, this might be good stuff, huh?
It should be. You would think so. And I think it bodes well, too, for spring planting.
Yeah.
That we're going to have plenty of moisture, plenty of soil moisture to get the season kicked off, stating the obvious. There's going to be, boy, I don't know, 3-4 inches of water locked up in this snowpack. And again, great news for soil moisture, for farming, for gardening. but a little bit concerned about the flood potential. And again, it's premature to even be babbling about this, but just tuck that away in the back of your mind. By the way, if we get 6.3 inches of snow or more today, which is quite possible at the rate it's snowing, this would be the biggest snowfall of the winter season so far. And to think, 3 weeks ago, we were complaining about a lack of snow. The snowfall was half what it should have been. That was back in late January. It's amazing to me how quickly the pattern can change. And we'll see what comes next.
Yeah, I wasn't complaining about my snowblower being in the shop then. Now I am. Paul, I look forward to hearing you this afternoon as this winds down a little bit with your partner in crime, Jordana, who I was hanging out with last night. And so she'll tell you about the results of that when you see
her. She is a radio criminal. I will quiz her for details. And hey, thank you, Dave. Be safe out there. My best to all your listeners, okay?
He is Paul Douglas, our meteorologist here on WCC on the drive home this afternoon with Jordana. And thank you, Dan, down in Lakeville, now up to 4 inches in that area.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.